Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. It's much more enjoyable if you learn English in the way that your brain naturally wants to learn. I live in the United Kingdom. I'm a native English speaker, and I love helping the 100,000 students who listen to us every month. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this podcast from Adept English. In order for you to be good at conversations in English, you need to practice listening to discussions in English to improve your understanding. If you would like to understand better how to use our podcast to improve your conversations in English, then sign up for our free course, The 7 Rules of Adept English. The course comes to you in 7 parts so that you can hear daily English conversation with me for 7 days. The course shares with you lots of different secrets which will make language learning much easier and help you move towards fluency. Unusually for us, it's also got video of me talking to you. Let's learn English together today with one of those interesting English conversation topics. So I give you different topics to listen to, which will help you learn everyday English. So here goes with an interesting topic. As I've said to you before, my main job is as a psychotherapist. This means that I see people who are having difficulties, psychological difficulties of different kinds, and I offer them what's called talking therapy. So that means therapy, a kind of treatment to help people get better, and talking therapy means that we do it through talking. Through discussion. So lots of people have low mood. That means they feel sad. Other people feel anxious. That means they worry a lot. They're scared, frightened of all kinds of things. But one of the problems I sometimes come across in my practice is that of hoarding. So vocabulary here, to hoard is a verb spelt H-O-A-R-D. And to hoard means to store things up, to keep things long after it's necessary, long after they're needed. So you would use the word hoard sometimes of animals who might keep a store of food to take them through the winter, the cold winter months. So some animals, we might think of squirrels. That's a difficult word to pronounce perhaps. S-Q-U-I-R-R-E-L-S. Squirrel or shrews. They hoard their food for the winter. And that's probably quite sensible. In the days before supermarkets, when food was not as easily available as now, and keeping a store of food to take you through the winter months was very sensible. In some places in the world, you might die if you don't do that. But hoarding of the type I'm talking about is a psychological problem. A psychological disorder. So an illness of the mind, if you like. People can sometimes have difficulties throwing things away, putting them in the rubbish bin, letting possessions go. And the trouble is, in modern life, our stuff, S-T-U-F-F, our stuff, our possessions, mount up, like a mountain perhaps. We accumulate more and more things as we get older. So actually, even if you haven't got a hoarding problem, it can still mean that your house gets fuller and fuller of stuff. And there are things that you don't really have space to store, which make your house untidy. And this can be because you just haven't got around to dealing with it. You haven't made time to address the problem. But for some people, hoarding is a much more serious problem. So this is when it's a psychological disorder. It affects 2.5 to 5% of people, it's estimated, and it's related to OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, if you come across that. Some people can find it incredibly difficult to throw anything away, so they will keep items, possessions which were important or useful years ago, but they no longer are. People might keep things which are broken, or things which have parts missing, just in case they come in handy. To come in handy means, to be useful again. If something comes in handy, it means suddenly they find a use for it. But for the typical person with a hoarding problem, for the typical hoarder, it would be really difficult to justify, to give sensible reasons for owning most of what they have. It's stuff they don't need, often which has little value. It's just that they can't throw it away. So what's going on in the minds of people who hoard? Well, there are no set rules for someone's psychology. Everyone's different. But my experience of people who hoard is that it tends to happen when the person remembers happier times in their life, which were a while ago. Perhaps their life doesn't feel so good now, but the items that they keep, or at least some of them, can't be thrown away because the person isn't ready yet to let go of that time. Perhaps because it felt better then than it feels now. Often people who have a hoarding problem are also very stuck in their lives. It might be that they don't go out. Sometimes they're very isolated. They don't see many people. And sometimes people with a hoarding problem find it hard to look at the future. The need to keep their hoard, all their stuff, takes over and stands in place of more positive things psychologically. In a phrase, hoarding happens where people find it difficult to let go, difficult to relinquish the past, because they don't feel positive about now or about the future. And hoarding can be a very difficult problem for people to live with. If someone is a serious hoarder and they have a serious hoarding problem, there may not be a single area of their house which isn't full of stuff. All the rooms are full. The halls and the corridors are full of stuff. There may even be rooms in the house which are completely filled so that no one can go into the room. It can be incredibly difficult for family members of hoarders, people who live in the same house. It sometimes breaks up relationships. It also means that homes can be very hard to keep clean and that actually the house is impossible to clean. And then other problems start. It's not uncommon for there to be infestations. So an infestation is when you get animals or insects living with you in your house, lots and lots of them, that you don't want. Ugh. Sometimes hoarder houses can be dangerous to health in this way. So what to do about this problem? Well, first of all, it must be recognised that it's a psychological problem. It's something that can be treated and it can get better. And that usually happens at two levels. The first and the most important is the psychological level. So the person has to have support and probably some kind of therapy to help them realise why they need to hold on to stuff so much. What is the loss that they've suffered in their life? What's the sad event that they've experienced which makes them hold on to things? It's very common for the person themselves, the hoarder themselves, to not know the answer to this immediately until they start to work on it in therapy. And the second level of treatment for people who are hoarders, when they finally decide they want to address their problem, finally decide to clear out their house, they need practical help from someone else, someone who's kind and patient, who's willing to work with them to reduce the stuff. But this someone must also be firm, someone who can challenge the hoarder if they feel that they're falling back into old habits and keeping things. It can be a really wonderful thing to see someone in a clean and clear house where all the stuff has gone after years and years of hoarding. The problem can often be fixed. It's not something that people have to live with. So hopefully that's an interesting topic for discussion about a psychological issue, a psychological problem, which is interesting to think about. and gives you practice for conversations in English at the same time. It's giving you everyday English in conversation so that you can improve your understanding. Listen to this podcast a number of times to improve your English skills. Look up any words you don't understand and then listen again once you can understand it all. By doing this, you'll also be improving your spoken English conversation. Anyway, enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.